It is time for the Sunday drive, and we will be attracted to an array of cataracts within our own village media backyards and back roads. Believe it or not, get your rubber boots out, and other needed things, it is waterfall watching time. With all this rain and mild weather, the spring freshet will be upon us. The term, spring freshet, is most used to describe a spring thaw resulting from snow and ice melt in rivers located in the northern latitudes, particularly in Canada. The amount of accompanying rain determines the likelihood of flooding. Waterfalls attract us any time of the year, but during this season they cascade at their mightiest. It is a good time to watch the power of nature and just be mesmerized by the sight and the sound of the rush. The Grande Chute is just that. So, this first back roads destination was chosen in the interest of diversity and for its story. Money matters. We don't really look closely at our paper currency, we tend to just spend it. But if you review the backside of the 2017 150th anniversary $10 bill, a cataract is depicted. The late Queen Elizabeth is on the other side. That waterfall is the Grande Chute. But this waterfall is for the true connoisseur, for it requires setting out, on this day, with more than a coffee and a snack. The Grande Chute is a section of the Kapawa River that empties into Lake Temiscaming, which borders Ontario and Quebec. It has remained in its natural state and has a history of values worth knowing. In the sesquicentennial year, the Bank of Canada issued a new purple $10 bill. One of the scenes depicted on it is the Grande Chute. The commemorative $10 banknote marked just the fourth time in Canada's history that a special commemorative banknote has been produced. On the back, a range of images captures the country's diverse landscape, including the lions, or twin sisters, mountains overlooking Vancouver, a prairie wheat field, the Canadian Shield in central Canada, Grande Chute, Cape Bonavista on the east coast, and the Northern Lights. I was interested and found out it is a polymer banknote made with biaxially oriented polypropylene, BOP. Such notes incorporate many security features not available in paper banknotes, including the use of metameric inks. These banknotes last significantly longer than paper notes, causing a decrease in environmental impact and a reduced cost of production and replacement. Grande Chute heritage. Before there were back roads and political boundaries on maps, the Kapawa River was part of the traditional territory of the Algonquin First Nations, as far back as 1690. Mahingansagaigan, Wolf Lake First Nation is nearby and is one of only a few First Nations in Canada without a designated home, another story. It has band offices in two provinces. On the west side, you can see and walk the traditional portage as part of Nestagan, the original waterways for travel. There is more to know about the Grande Chute. The first person to record an exploration of the Kapawa River was a Catholic priest named Louis Charles Belfoyle in 1837. A mission was established to Christianize the native Algonquins on Lac Kapawa. In 1860, the location of today's Kapawa River Lodge, at the mouth of the river on the Ottawa River, was settled and farmed by a succession of families eking out an existence. Early in 1910, a main lodge was built by Fred Arnott, who advertised the location as at the ideal location to shoot on location movies. After its movie heyday, it became a summer camp. Source: Kapawa River Chronicles by Scott Sorensen, who has owned the lodge for more than 35 years. There is more to this setting. Scott was also the first person to find the survivors and help with the rescue of the Lake Temiscaming canoe tragedy, June 11, 1978. The story of the canoeing tragedy is one that many Canadians will never forget and had a profound effect on outdoor education practices. Photos of running shoes sticking up from the tarps, taken on the dock at the lodge, that covered the bodies appeared in newspapers around the world. 12 boys and one trip leader perished not from drowning but from hypothermia. I interviewed Scott for a previous outdoor education story. He lives in Utah. Hollywood. Northern Ontario has a burgeoning film industry which includes recent productions such as Letterkenny, Shorzy, SkyMed, The Lake, My Animal, and A Grand Romantic Gesture. but between 1923 and 1935 movies were made at the lodge and the Kapawa River, including Snow Bride, Indians Before Civilization, Capitaine, American Medium and Silent Enemy. It was during the transition between the silent and talking movies, and before Truth and Reconciliation. The Topping family owners of the New York Yankees then purchased the lodge. It was a family name associated with money, movie stars and professional sports. The lodge became known as the Topping Camp, and was visited by many movie stars of the day, including Lana Turner, Kirk Douglas Sr., Rita Hayworth and John Wayne. Guests were ferried in by a Sikorsky floatplane and a 30-foot boat named Tops IV. The main lodge was affectionately known as the Waldorf. The Toppings would greet their guests with, "Welcome to the Waldorf in the wilderness." The Waldorf is one of the world's luxury landmark hotels. One of the cabins was labeled Club 21 in honor of the famous nightclub they frequented in Midtown Manhattan. The rapids at the mouth of the river are called Hollywood Rapids, just downstream from the Grande Chute. Park and Whitewater. Whitewater kayak and canoe enthusiasts discovered the river in the early 1970s. Since 1985, the Kapawa River Rally has attracted kayakers and canoeists alike, coinciding with the Saint Jean-Baptiste. Saint John the Baptist was the Jewish preacher who baptized Jesus holiday in Quebec on June 24. The river and the event is one of the best recreational runs in eastern North America and is a significant tourism economic generator for the Ville Marie to Temiscaming area, including nearby Lanyel. Efforts to protect the river have worked. Since the late 1990s, Hydro-Quebec has had an ongoing proposal to divert the natural flow of the river. Called the Tabouret Diversion Project, it would have included the construction of a hydro-generating station and would have dramatically changed the flow of the river course. Three Algonquin First Nations and groups of whitewater enthusiasts were opposed to the project. Since a 2017 announcement, Hydro-Quebec now promises to protect the river, abandoning plans for a major hydroelectric development project. The Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society battled the project for 15 years. The Kapawa River is an incredible 16 kilometers white water run, one of the best in eastern North America, from the control dam in Lanyel on Highway 101 downstream to Lake Temiscaming, with 18 named rapids and a 100-foot waterfall culminating with the Hollywood Rapids section. The Kapawa River Festival is set for June 22-23 of this year. Longtime and avid whitewater enthusiast Ryan Passmore of North Bay said of the Grande Chute, "I've never missed the takeout at the Grande Chute of the Kapawa. Lol. I don't think it's ever been run in a canoe before. I know a couple kayakers that have run it though. I've run every other rapid on the Kapawa at some point." The volume of water, beauty of the landscape and sheer power of the river make it truly breathtaking. It has been run by kayak for the first time in 1998. He described the falls in this blog entry. New Park. Park National de Pemikin is a relatively new, 2018, provincial park along Highway 101 north of Temiscaming and within the Kapawa Lanyel area. It is an awe-inspiring territory. Bordered on either side by Lac Temiscamingue and Lac Kapawa, Park National de Pemikin aims to protect a sample of the Southern Laurentians natural region. Covering an area of 252.5 square kilometers, the park is divided into three distinct sectors: the Rivière Kapawa sector, the Pointe au Pemikin sector, and the Lac White sector. It has new trails, canoe rental lock stations, campsites and cabins to rent. We had spring fever. This trek was with an accomplice, Bernie Mosley Williams, who has a Jeep Rubicon. Because of the spring-like conditions, we walked in on top of the crusty snow and ice for about 6 kilometers return. Bernie had never been before, and we heard the thundering drone of the chute as we walked towards the trail. It is one of those anticipatory times when you know the destination will reveal a reward. "You can feel the force of the thunderous water rushing near to you," said the Jeep owner. Two breathtaking vistas are accessible from the gently meandering trail. One will leave you speechless, while the other will leave you breathless. As a caveat, upon return as the snow cover became soupy with the mild weather, we did get stuck on a hill. That took 2 hours plus of digging with snowshoes. The Jeep's four-way differential did not work on the granular snow hiding the ice below. But eventually taking some air out of the oversized tires and some dead branches, it did provide the traction. We were mentally prepared. Access. The Kapawa River drops 90 meters, 295 feet, over the last 16 kilometers, 10 miles, from Lake Kapawa to its mouth, which results in many whitewater rapids. The Grande Chute is a big drop. This magnificent waterfall is easily reached by car, and there is a designated hiking trails, one linear and one loop, on both sides of the river. It is 68 kilometers to Temiskaming from North Bay. Don't take the truck bypass to the Rayonier, formerly Tembek, pulp mill drive through town and stop at the Gordon Creek Waterfall at the restored Railway Museum. There is no Tim Hortons in what is known as the Garden, but stop at the Temrose restaurant and when open the ice cream parlor within the restored caboose. Then take Highway 101 North, 49 kilometers to Lanyel. Here you will cross over the control dam separating Lac Kapawa and the river running southwest and emptying 16 kilometers into the Ottawa River, Lac Temiskamingue. See the map for the two accesses, which need a little explaining because this waterfall can be seen from two sides, that's different. The first access is 8 kilometers north of Lanyel. It is the main park National de Pemmican Road where is a display panel. It has a direct trail to a viewing platform and there is a longer loop. The next road access to the north you will see the roadside Grand Chute trail display and trailhead on the highway, 8.8 kilometers north of Lanyel. It is here you can decide whether to hike or drive. The turnoff to drive directly to the chutes is another 2.5 kilometers past this at WGS 84, Zone 17T624144. 5218910 or N47 degrees 06, 43.2 inches W 79 degrees 21 minutes 49.1 seconds. Along this road, Kemen Grande Chute. There are three side trails at which to access the river. At 8 kilometers the final SSE turn, left, will lead you to the brink of the Grande Chute. N47 degrees 03, 46.0 inches W 79 degrees 22 minutes 49.0 seconds or 17T622995-521-3413. If continuing onwards you would be heading towards Kapawa River Lodge and the confluence with the Ottawa River, Lake Temiskaming. The sketch on the $10 bill is taken from this site. This experience is worth far more than the currency, no longer paper. This 30 meters or 100 waterfall chute is a great way to contract spring fever for exploring our back roads. Before you go to your favorite waterfall, remember your boots and those other important things. The windshield snow scraper is a poor alternative for digging.